Hello everyone, this is Mike Quincy, Connecting the Light. My guest today is Dennis Barnes, who is a spiritual teacher, clairvoyant, and recently a channel for the Council of Twelve, which partly comprises of Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Master Kutumi. So I'm pretty certain we're going to have a very interesting program here, talking with Dennis, and I'm hoping he's waiting to be introduced. Are you there, Dennis?
I am, Mike. Thanks very much for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Right. Hello, it's nice to have you on the program, and I must tell our listeners that you've come on at rather short notice because you weren't due to come on for a few weeks, but you kindly filled in when I needed someone. What I'd like to ask you first, Dennis, is before you started channeling the Council of Twelve, which was a fairly recent thing, what type of work had you been doing? Because I gather you'd been doing sort of some sort of spiritual work for about 25 years or so.
Oh, yes, I've been doing this work in this life since I was about 30 years of age, and I'm quite elderly now. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm only joking. It started when I was 28 years of age when I got tapped on the shoulder by upstairs. They just tapped me on the shoulder and said, come with me. I went, okay, I mean, you know, I'm game for laughs. Little did I know that two years later it would change my life, and that was at 30 years of age. 32, I started on my spiritual path properly, and I worked in the spiritual churches. Well, the spiritual churches here in England, you know what they're like. Probably Americans don't know what they're like, but it's organized religion, and to cut a long story short, I wasn't welcome in that after 15 years, people could see me not as a medium anymore, but somebody, you know, was a bit of a redneck. Somebody talked about angels and ascension and reincarnation, so they didn't want that, to be honest with you. They just said, I had 100 invites 1 year, the next year they were 25, and the year after they were 4. So I'm thinking, I'm not welcome in this church anymore, or in this area of understanding spirituality. So I moved on. That in a nutshell is what happened. It's a lot harder than that, but that's what happened basically.
Yes, I think what you're probably saying, having run a group myself and knowing that the best supported meetings were where we had a demonstration of clairvoyance, is that people wanted to see your mediumship, but they weren't quite so interested in your spiritual knowledge. Would that be correct?
Yes, they just wanted to, as you call it, names, addresses and description and a message of your Uncle Fred or Auntie Tommy. You know what I mean? And it was, I call it Mickey Mouse messages. I really shouldn't say that, Mickey Mouse messages, but that's the way I felt then. And I probably still feel the same now. I went to a church last week and I was just disgusted with the level of clairvoyance and mediumship. If I wouldn't have been with friends, I would have walked out. But that's just me. So yes, I kind of like the philosophy better than the mediumship. The clairvoyance and mediumship has its place to prove to people that this is who we're talking to and this is, we know about your life. So as we know about your life, then please let us talk about what's in the future of your life.
Yeah.
So that's the way it comes in with me.
Right. Yes, I think that these type of clairvoyant demonstrations are a starting point for many people because it introduces them to other levels of existence which they might not have previously understood even existed. So I think getting that link with loved ones that have passed on perhaps brings on other thoughts about what else is there, what is the purpose of life. So it certainly has its place. Now, how exactly did you get involved with the Council of Twelve?
Well, it's a very short story. I was doing a show on, well, no, I'm just going too quickly now. I was giving a friend a consultation, because I do private readings for people like in England and America, well, basically all over the world now. And this friend of mine rang me up and said, it was a fantastic reading 2 weeks ago. Can she have another one? I went, what? No, you can't have another one after 2 weeks. And then this thought came in, let her have one. I'm thinking, what was this? That's not me. So I said, yeah, okay, you can have one, but we want to go in a different area with you. That's okay, she said. So she put herself in for a consultation the day after, and we start the conversation on that day, and halfway through the consultation, my energy just changed. I started talking faster, stronger, more powerful. Words were coming to me which I'd never used or I don't use in a consultation. I think as tonight will go on, you can see that I'm quite down to earth in the way I speak, but I definitely got my head in the clouds. So when I was talking to this lady, there was things coming to me which I'm thinking, wow, this is quite nice. And she said, wow, this information, you're challenging somebody, who is it? I said, don't know, I'll ask. So I asked and they said, we are the Council of Six. Well, you can probably know that there's 12 now. So I said, Council of Six? I said, yeah, we're the Council of Six. So they didn't tell me after. So they didn't tell me there and then when I was giving this lady the consultation because it was her time. So after when I asked about the Council of Six, they said, yes, we have a Council of Six, but we will soon go to 12 if you can carry the energy. So I said, okay. 2 weeks later, they multiplied 6 more to 12, and that's how they first started to come. And then bit by bit, they identified themselves when they come with a message. And they might say it's at the council before the message, or they might say, or he might say, this is Jesus Christ, or Lord Jesus Christ, or Mother Mary, or Petunia, or Archangel Michael. They might say that before the message or after the message. And recently, it's Metatron who's coming through with two other people called Zachron and Zuron. So that's how the Council 12 started. And when they do come in, wow. When they give messages or personal consultations to people, it is put your seatbelt on, put your crash helmet on, because they don't take any prisoners, but in a loving, caring way, straight to the point. But the words they use are just unbelievable words.
Yeah, yeah. Now, are you talking about direct voice or a telepathic communication where you obviously know straight away what they want you to say?
I'm being instructed to tell you, actually, half and half.
Right.
Well, I just put a thought there. I thought, what is this? And they just said, go half and half. Because I do feel the words forming sometimes. I do feel the words forming. But I'm a conscious channel with them. So my conscious merges with them and their conscious merges with me.
Right.
If you understand what I'm talking about here.
Yes, yes, I do. What you're saying is you become one with them and you're just one voice, really.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
Right. Now, they told you that you would be working with the Earth and humanity as the time draws very close for us to ascend from the third to the fifth dimension, and they did actually say that time was short. Now, I believe that there is a general feeling that ascension is, as you might say, penciled in for 2012, but is that your same thinking or understanding of when it will take place?
No. Michael, I think ascension's here already. It's a leap in consciousness. It's our own consciousness. We can ascend by the way we think, the way we act with people. I think it's a consciousness of ascension in unconditional love. I think when we get into what you may call 2012, it could be bliss. I have no answers to what 2012 will be like. What I can say, how they talk to me sometimes, is that they say there is no clapping of the fingers, there's no clicking of the hands, you don't walk off to this planet and then just disappear into a fine mist and you ascend into the heavenly body. No, poppycock to that. It's how you work on yourself, it's love. It's taking yourself in there, in your heart chakra and your mind, and understanding who you are. For, you know, part of my belief is that we become God's soul realized, so we truly understand who we are. That, to me, is part of ascension. And ascension is not only for the people who are spiritual, but for everybody. But for some people, ascension won't come in that way. It would just probably be a nice holiday at that time, or they might start thinking a bit clearer, or life becomes a lot easier for them, or the physical body becomes a lot healthier. So I think ascension's here without, unless they come and tell me now that we're working on ascension, the ascension grid, which is the closest one to the earth, and that you are teleport onto this ascension grid. But I don't think so. I think it's all individually, and it starts with us. We're all in charge of our own life, all of us, and we can't leave it to anybody else. So from what I understand, it's happened a while ago, but it will continue to happen until the waterfall of 2012. I'm sure you think the same as well.
Well, yes, I do, in the sense that I see a place for both points of view, because certainly you are correct. There is a process involved with ascension. It isn't a case of wait for a certain date and then suddenly something will happen and you find yourself in an uplifted position. You're quite correct. Ascension is happening all of the time. But I think the place for 2012, as I understand it, is because there is a big alignment of our solar system with the central sun, and there is what you might call a burst of energy which will lift everything up to a slightly higher dimension. Now, that is an act of ascension. And then, of course, you're still ascending even after that happens. I mean, that isn't the end of it, clearly. I'm sure you would agree, Dennis. We're really at the beginning of a whole process of ascension that will keep going on as we move into the higher dimensions.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, we can talk about ascension till we're blue in the face, but it's what it means for you, it's what it means for somebody else, what it means for Jesus Christ, the ascended masters. Who knows what it means for each and every one of us? We have to deal with it, me personally, and other people. And maybe the people who are listening to your radio show will say, yeah, I can understand that. It's that it's individual. And we've got the ascended masters and got all these channels coming through different people. And for me, channeling is a beautiful experience now. But I've had the gift of philosophy all my life, basically, since I was 30, when it came up, when spirit touched me and said, we're just going to reawaken your soul, Dennis. Fashion your seatbelt and put your trash helmet on because you're going to need it. And when this happened, it's like I've ascended now through my own personal belief that I can be a co-worker with God. Now, how far do you go from there? Do you take it into the ET realms? Do you take it into the Ascended Masters realms? Do you take it what you channel, which I've been on your website today, had a read, very, very interested, you know, do you bring it down to that level, or do you take it up to that level? How many people on this earth can understand what you're talking and writing and understand what I'm talking about? Not many, I don't think, at this present time. So to the ones who are listening and are ready for this information, it's how you live your life now. It's how you think. It's the thoughts that you think are so positive and so powerful. Make sure you're thinking the right thoughts. Not the rubbish thoughts that we've entertained all our life, most of us, and I speak from my experience now, nobody else. Our parents didn't tell us about ascension because they didn't know. We know. Our parents didn't tell us about the way we think creates our world. We know now. So what do? We're ascending in our own thought pattern, in our own speech. So what do? We help other people to see where we're coming from. And if it resonates with them, God bless their cotton socks. Because it's right for them to hear.
Yes, but I think what is happening on the world today is a wake-up call for people, and if they can't see that a great change is needed to lift us up out of this darkness, then I guess they will stay with it for as long as they are trapped within it. But I think people are beginning to see that changes are needed, and with it comes a change in their consciousness. They're starting to look, if you like, for better things out of life. So hopefully people will awaken without even knowing that this process has taken place.
Yeah, I'm just thinking what you're saying there. It's like going back to what we've just said. Well, sorry, what we've just said, actually the council might be here, because as I was getting ready in the bathroom, having a shower and stuff, and I was yawning, which is always my preparation for people coming into my aura or making way for the higher, or not say the higher, but the greater me to communicate with the outside forces. And going back, it's like, for somebody, it essentially could be a good day shopping. It could be a good day on the beach. But for the really ones who are on the spiritual path, and we don't know how many people in this world are on the spiritual path at the present time, we can only surmise and guess at it, is that it will come in different shapes and forms. But all I know from my master, Paramahansa Yogananda, is treat this world as Maya and delusion. Don't get stuck into it. Give what you can, love where you can, get on with your life the best way you can, and in time, you'll be a man, my boy.
Yes. Now, the council said to you that part of your work was to awaken man to his true divinity. I mean, if someone asked you about that, what sort of answer would you give them? I mean, how could you convince them they were divine beings?
I wouldn't convince anybody they're divine beings, because you're on a you're on a sticky wicket there, Michael. Or you're on a paste into a good hiding. I would say, this is who I am. If my words or the words of the heavenly hosts resonate with you, then so be it. Let it be. When that comes, if that comes, that is all I can say. I just have to be, or to live in my truth in the way I can. When the council come through, they use particular words which I suppose will inspire me to be the best I can, to plug into my greater oversoul which lies in the heavenly realms, you know. And when this is happening, they kind of, the vibration with the words they give me, retune me to a higher harmonic vibration so they can communicate what they need to do. Sometimes it's not in the words, it's the pauses before, you know, after the words. So to answer your question, before I get lost on this, because I know they're taking me in a different direction now, is each to their own. I am not here to say to people, I am here to change the way people think. I'm here to offer my truth. And if my, as I know it now, but as a friend of mine, Joe Rumbola, says, my truth might end by the end of the show. The way might end up, my truth might go somewhere else by tomorrow morning. So all I can do is be true to me now. If tonight the Archangel hosts want to manifest through me with more words, then fine. But all I can say now is, if I'm supposed to bring their messages to the world, they will have to manifest their message through me in the way that I can understand it and be responsible for the words to help mankind.
Yes.
And go within. Because we have to go within. You know, all of us have to find this truth and this peace within us all. And when we quiet the mind and go within and quiet all the senses, we get that peace. Once we get that peace, we understand a little bit more of the jigsaw. I always say, this life is a jigsaw. We put the sides in, and now we're putting the bits in the middle in. And we're nearing completion. And when we near the completion, we put the last jigsaw in, and then we move on to the next jigsaw, and it's bigger and better. That, I may say, could what be called somebody else's form of ascension, going on to a different plan, a bigger picture, to see the bigger picture on a movie screen.
Right. Now, who do you think people really are, and where do they come from?
Wow, am I being five questions? Is it a question time for Dennis Lavenis here?
Well, I'm basing my questions on some of the writings on your website, because I believe that was part of what they wanted you to do, was to tell people who they really are and where they came from. So I'm wondering what you have to say to that one.
No, sorry, I must admit, so to say, could you repeat the question again, please?
Yeah, the question was, who are people, what are people really? I mean, they're on the earth, they're in a physical body, not too many of them perhaps have a understanding of the spiritual side of their life, so perhaps they don't know who they really are, and they certainly don't know where they come from. I wondered what your thoughts were about that.
Okay, these are my own thoughts, unless I'm going to be shanghaied while I'm talking about my thoughts. But that's what the council do sometimes. They kind of shanghai my thoughts and take them in a different direction. It's like, fine, because as I'm talking, they're kind of nudging me. We've always been, always have been, a spirit. We've now chose this experience on this earth plane and took the responsibility, or took that disguise as a soul. This soul has many facets, and each facet what we may call an incarnation. And we come on this earth to polish that facet as a diamond, and we choose, kind of, this is my opinion, we choose all the people that we come in contact with. We choose the drama of life to give us souls an experience, but in that experience, we grow as a soul. What soul does the Father, the Oversoul, the Greater Oversoul, which I call God, Creator, it doesn't matter what you call it, as long as you call it something, as an experience through our experience. So I think we've always been, not as educated as this, but we've been something through all existence, for what I know now. Then as we're here now, we're gaining valuable information of our soul. Because when we strip down the physical body, and when we go to spirit, or when we ascend, whatever, do you truly know what you look like? I can't remember, Michael. But I know there's something within me which is beautiful and needs expression. And to have soul realization, God realization, spirit realization in this life is what I'm searching for. It might not come because I may have signed a contract to come back after ascension. I don't know. So really, that's the best way I can explain to you, to say, I think I've always existed, not in this form, but now I'm in this form. I'm not paying any attention to what I was in the past. It's all that matters now. Past lives to me don't matter. What matters now is me now, as a soul, having an experience, listening to the higher wisdom, the higher teachings of the 12 that manifest their wisdom, their angelic host wisdom through me and through other channels that I learn from, to help mankind to move forward. To me personally, that's where I am. And that's who I think. People might say, who the ascended masters? Well, the people who've walked on this earth, like you and I, who've overcome all obstacles and moved forward in their life. That's what I would say an ascended master is. And if people want to pick certain things and want to explain about this and this and that, I say, well, just look at the bigger picture. Don't get stuck on a chapter. Just read the whole book. How did the book seem to you? Did it feel good? Did you love it? Did it make you feel on fire? Pins and needles. Yes. Don't dissect it. Just give it, just feel what the book gives you.
Right, yes. Could I put it to you that what we really are, or were, and will be again, are actually wonderful beings of light?
Yeah, I mean, of course you can. I mean, what I'm saying is we can all come up with different words. Mm. We are light. You know, as the Bible says, first there was light, right? Or first, I'm not a Bible read, but I know they rechanged that something in the channeling. They said something like there was either love or light first. I'm not sure what it was now, but the word you just used, I can go with that, yeah, no problem.
Yes, that's fine. Okay, I'd like to just come to one or two phrases that they've used. Now, they mentioned, or you've mentioned in your writings, about releasing the past. What does that entail, and what is the object of it?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you say. It's really bad at my end. I can,
is it?
I'm not
okay.
Making out some words you're saying, actually.
Right, I'll repeat it, no problem.
Thank you.
In some of your writings, it talks about the need for people to release the past, and I wondered what that means from your point of view, and why they would need to release the past.
Okay, well, that can be in two ways. You can release the past, like we just said before. It's about paying attention to past lives, but a lot of people seem to be stuck on, well, I was this and that in the past life, and saying, well, it's paying no good now. Knowing about your past life is not paying any good now, unless you've got to go through an experience which you keep repeating yourself and repeating it, and this life as well. Releasing the past could be releasing the hurt that we took on as a soul, releasing them the negativity that somebody's given us, give it to us. Each and every person, I'm being told to tell you now, that each and every person that will read those words will release the past in every way that is right for them. They will see a different way of releasing that past. So that releasing the past is multifaceted to each and every one that would read those words. They release it in their own way, in their own psychic ability, whatever they need to release. Because I always say, you cannot get to Mount Everest, the top of Mount Everest, carrying baggage on your back, hand luggage, suitcases. You've got to release something. And it's releasing what is no good to you, what has not served you any good now. Whatever's not served you to your highest good now, release it. Get rid of it. That could be what they're saying. I've no idea. I am just that mouthpiece. But I do look at it after and think, yes, this means this to me. What it means to somebody else, and maybe to you, Michael, and to anybody else, I don't know. But I hope it meant something nice.
Yes, indeed. What you're really coming to, then, is another expression they use, which is telling people to be in the moment. Now, maybe some people wouldn't quite understand what was meant by that. How would they apply that to their life, living in the moment?
Living in the moment is just accept who you are, what you may call your negative side or the lower side or the bad side. And to be honest with you, it's all poppycock. It's all what we've been taught by other people, religion, that there's this and that. And all we are now, we're divine beings, all of us. And in your words, we're light beings. We're star children, all of us. And we've come on this planet to become self-realized who we are. And this is what I think it's about here, coming self-realized. Now, they took me right off your question, Michael, so if you care to repeat it, please.
No.
They have a habit of doing that. They won't stay on it. If they say, now we can get in here and open the channel more, they will do. And they'll lose track, or I will lose track of the question, which is good, because we're not stuck to question answers, are we then, you see?
Oh, no, indeed. Now, I was talking about being in the moment, and the question of how people would know exactly what that meant.
Okay. Well, like we said before, being in the moment is exactly what, how it means to them is what they think it should be. You see, you're asking me, or asking the council, which manifests through me, to answer for somebody else. We can't do that. What we can do is answer through our conscious channel now, where they give me the words now, which is fine. It's each and every person when they have their own aspect of living in the now. We remind people now, there's no future. There's basically no past, basically, but we won't go into that now. All there is now. So, in the words of a future ET, Bashar, follow your bliss. For if you follow what is right with you now, which resonates in your heart chakra and makes you happy, then you leave a trail of happiness. You're like a comet, and you scorch across the sky. You're leaving a wake behind you. If you can leave happiness behind you wherever you go. See, so this is one way to answer your questions. There's many different answers available to the questions that you put to our instrument. But this is fine, for we've come multitasked up. We are, like many women, they're being cheeky now, we are multitasked. Do you understand what we're saying in this present sense of humour?
Oh, yes, yes. Would you say in that case, since in essence we are perfect as a soul, and yet sometimes people feel, to use the expression, that they are unworthy, it perhaps would be a good thing to keep reminding themselves that they are, in essence, perfect. Would you agree with that?
Wholeheartedly. We are perfect and powerful. We've just forgot it. And part of this incarnation on this planet, for all people, they're about to change the word, but I changed it back. For all people, is about realizing who we are, where we come from, and how to connect to that bliss. We're all perfect. We're all a co-worker with that divine instrument we call God. But mankind, through its negativity, through eons of years, have kind of said to people, you're not. Negativity, fear, control. Now the bonds are being broken. Now the light is piercing the darkness in all corners of your world. Then you will see the light. For you will feed the poor. You will realize who you are. You will water the people. You will look after all aspects of spirituality and the physical body. This is what you've come on this planet to do, to overcome all the odds that you think you should overcome. We end this question now.
Yes, that's obviously a very good answer, and it does answer it. Now, can I refer to one or two little things that your contacts have said, by name, that is? Jesus Christ said, see beauty in all people. Now, some people may find that hard when they look at some of the more negative entities in the world. How would they alter their mindsets and see the beauty in people that perhaps they don't even like?
Okay. For isn't that a challenge to overcome all things that you may look through your earthly eyes and feel ugly, not welcome, not beautiful? For when you see a waterfall in its full beauty, do you not step back and say, ah, wonderful? You have an expression in your heart of beautiful, of a oneness with the creator of nature. Everybody has an aspect of themselves which you could call the dark side. And once again, we expressed about the opinion of many people on this earth that this earth is a learning school for all souls. And all souls who want to learn to see the beauty in everybody and everything is wonderful. For the Creator lies behind all things, all people, and all instances upon your planet. That is the way to see. For the souls who are not prepared to see this, that is fine for now. But in time, through their own free choice, they will eventually see the true beauty of God's world, what He meant us to see in their own time. We ask you to pay attention to the ones who can see the beauty, who can see God behind the eyes they've taught you. The sunset, the trees, the flowers, the sky, even when the earth is roaring at them through hurricanes, through earthquakes, through disasters, which are man-made, we may tell you. There's a natural cleansing upon your planet at this time, for all avenues are opening to the ascension throttle. For the throttle is not only turned to half power yet. Your gas pedal is only depressed ever so slightly. So when the power goes on, there will be more cleansing upon your earth. More beauty will come after this, for you have to rid in your own words, you have to rid the place of the ugliness to see the beautifulness. We say this in words that you will not misunderstand anybody. But we say it with love and compassion and understanding. Times are changing. And for the people to see this and feel it within their earthbound heart, all will be well. Even the ones who do not feel it and do not see it at this present time, all will still be well in their own time. The council.
Yes. Yeah, well, that was very nice indeed. Right, I'll go a little bit further with something else Jesus Christ said. He said you walk with angels. Does that apply to everybody?
Each and every one of us walks with a guide. Would you not call that an angel, Michael?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
There you have your question.
Yeah, well, I want you to answer it, you see. I'd like to hear what you have to say as you're our guest.
They know you want me. They're playing with you. I do apologize. Well, I don't apologize. I think it's lovely. Yes, for my grandmother used to say to me many, many years ago, you were born with two angels, one either shoulder. I now know that they were my guides. Okay, there may be many guides. So we all can walk with the angels. And there is angelic beings, some major, major angels over each town in the country. Over each country has got their own individual angel. So, in a fairy tale story, yeah, but in real life, as we know it on this third dimension, soon coming into the fifth, where we're halfway there anyway, yeah, we walk with angels. We always have done. We've just not realized it. But now our consciousness is going higher, wider. It's becoming more aware of the love vibration. We can feel the love vibration from those heavenly hosts, for they vibrate to a more purer love than we understand at this present time.
Hmm. Yeah, I think if people are accepting of the fact that they have these angelic guides with them, they may find in their life instances where they realise they've been helped. I mean, speaking for myself, I know on two separate occasions, on both occasions I've been saved from having possibly very serious injuries. Now, it could happen to someone who might just call it luck, but I know that I was helped by my angels, so, and a lot of other people I think have identified with occurrences in their life in that way, so but maybe people should start perhaps looking for the evidence.
Well, funny thing is, a couple of weeks ago, in meditation, they said to me, look for the signs that we're with you. So walking through the park, and I'd taken my puppy, my cocker spaniel, for a walk, and in front of me was a small grey feather. Sort of a pigeon. Well, I know parks have feathers and birds, so I didn't take it literally as a surprise. So I picked up and thought, okay. I looked up in the sky with my eyes, said, thank you, I accept it. And then as I'm walking around the park, I see another feather, which is a little bit bigger than the one I had. So I put the one I had to one side and picked the bigger feather up, which is not as grey as the other one. So then I'm walking around the park, and we're coming to the end of the walk, and I've got my little puppy back, and he's enjoying himself. And I look round, and I must have dropped my feather. But as I look round and realise I've got my feather, there's another feather only two feet away from me, pure white, five times as big. I went, now I get the point. Thank you very much. So yes, there are telltale signs if we care to look, if we care to open our eyes, they're there. All we have to know and realise, we're loved. And every day we are being shown we're being loved if we care to open our eyes. By our pets, by our people, and others, our children, our partners, you know, all people love us. And the angels will show us in any form that they think we can understand at that particular time of our progression.
Yes, yes, indeed. You're certainly not the first person I've heard talk of finding little feathers and believing that they have something to do with an angelic presence. So that's certainly not new to me, but it's nice to hear it confirmed. Now, Mother Mary said that nobody is left out of the divine plan for ascension, but it does really beg the question, those of us who desire it and are aware of this opportunity, fine, but they might have, say, people in their family that don't believe in it, and then they would be worrying about what would happen to them. So Mother Mary said nobody is left out. So what happens to the people who in their hearts haven't chosen to ascend?
In time they will, because it's their soul choice. It's their soul choice. I don't tell you what kind of car to buy, how fast to drive, what kind of food to eat, because I'm putting my free will onto you. I'm taking your free will away. Would Mother Mary, would the divine creator say to you, Michael, you must ascend? He said, oh, no way, I'm not ascending this life. Don't get lost, right? So basically, you've got the gift of free will. In time, through their own choice, education, spiritual education, what we talk about, they will come to the realization, maybe through many lifetimes and incarnations, through icons of years, maybe then they'll understand the trueness of who they are. Their own free choice. We cannot. So nobody is mistaken, because the Creator knows sooner or later all his children, whatever colour, whatever disguise, called ETs, called Ascended Masters, whatever they are, we just put in labels.
Hello, are you
on
there, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Someone's here anyway.
Right. Okay, now we're going to be connected so that when this is archived, the people listening won't realise there's been a 6, 7, 8 minute gap. So we'll just explain quickly that there's been a technical hitch, but we're back again. So what I need to do really is to remind you of what we were talking about. And basically, it was to do with what would happen to the people that were left behind when those that had raised their consciousness would obviously move forward in the process of ascension. And I think you'd really answered that. So it might be better perhaps if I moved on a little bit. What did Mother Mary mean when she said focus on what you want and not what you don't want? Because some people might find that odd, because there is a habit in human beings to say, I don't like this, I don't want that. Can you explain the reason for that?
Sure, no problem, Michael. Isn't it weird we're getting chopped off? But anyway, there must be everything in divine order, as I keep saying. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Yes, that's no problem. I'm just trying to make it easier for people to understand. Other people focus on illness, they focus on negativity, they focus on lack of finance, lack of no love in their life, or they might be overweight, or they might be thinking not nice thoughts. People focus on that. And what Mother Mary is saying, the ascension now, is what you think is what you become. Now, as I'm about to say that, my mind was taken to the Bible. The Bible does say, if I'm correct here, you are what you think of you are, and the truth will set you free. So looking at those two statements, you are what you think of you are. So if you think positive, you're going to be a positive being, and it's going to be positive in your life. It's going to attract to you positive things. If you think negative, you're going to get the same effect. Negative things coming into your life. So that's in one way of saying. But the reason why she's saying that, because the whole world is changing. We can create our reality by our individual thoughts when we come God realize. Because what did God do? He created us by his thought patterns. So we're a chip off the old block. If I can call God old, yes, I can, because he is very old, like we are. So basically, we can create by our thought patterns. So what do we choose to create? Think about what you want, not that you don't want. Don't think about things you don't want in your life. Most people have problems with this I'm not going to say I have a problem, because that is reaffirming it, I have a problem. So sometimes I have difficulty thinking of what I want in my life, because we're not used to thinking about what we want. We tend to think what we don't want. So that's one way of saying, that's what Mother Mary said. Focus on what you want in your life, not what you don't want. Focus on health, goodwill, love, understanding. Don't focus on the wars, because what you focus on, it will come to you, one way or the other.
Yes. So what you're referring to, really, is the law of attraction, isn't it?
In those words, yeah, but I think the council put it in a very nice word. They don't call it law of attraction, because law of attraction is a catchphrase. It's going around all the world, law of attraction. But, you know, you can go a little bit further than that. If your karma is not right, if your karma, you're not working on it, and you can think about all the good things you want to come into your life, and sometimes it doesn't happen because of your own individual karmic responsibility. But we're going away from the question there. But what Mother Mary said, yes, it's a law of attraction. What you think will come. As soon as you think something follows that is energy. Energy will manifest what you're thinking about in your life sooner or later.
Yes, so it's a matter really of thinking very positively, living in the now, in this moment, and really, in a way, I suppose, you would say to have faith in God or your guides or whatever, and not worry really about too much about what is coming tomorrow.
You could say that. Is that what is all the masters say? You know, be happy, follow your bliss, live in the moment, live now. You know, because if you don't live now, you can't live the next 2 seconds. For the next 2 seconds have not arrived. You can't live tomorrow, for it will come in its natural time. Focus on what you are now. Be that unconditional love. It's what all the ETs talk about, all the ascended masters, all the people from different planets all talk about: love, vibration. If you come from that love point now, and I mean now, this instant, that instant will carry on to the next instant, and it will carry on, carry on, that you might see into the future. So the next instant leads into another instant. Get my drift?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's fine, yes. So I'm moving on now to something else I noticed that Mother Mary said. She said, as the messages are received, and I'm sure she was talking about the ones that you were giving out, she said, the people will awaken to a new frequency. So presumably she was looking at the aspect of perhaps their consciousness being uplifted by the energy of the message. Would that be how you would interpret it?
Well, I never thought about it that way. Welcome to
the new
frequency.
Dennis, I'll have to stop you there a minute. Your sound is breaking up. Okay. We'll try and put that one right for you, Dennis, but suddenly your sound really broke up there. Let me talk for a second or two till we get you perhaps on a different line. I believe personally that when people's consciousness is lifted, and that is possibly through their own efforts in trying to be positive, that they do awaken to a greater truth. And I think it's true to say, the more you know, the more you realise how little you knew and how much more there is to know. So I think that's all part of the awakening process. Certainly the truth resonates with people, I'm sure, although some may deny it at certain times. Now, let me check you out here, Dennis. Answer me and let's see if you're back to normal again. Almost there, are we? Right. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mike.
We're having fun,
aren't we?
Yes, yeah. It doesn't make any difference, you see, because we're laughing about it. Anyway, let me just recheck here. We've probably got about another 4 or 5 minutes of time with you, and then I have to announce the guests for next week. Would you have any particular message for our listeners that you would like to give them before we close the program?
Yeah, I don't know if it's them or it's just me, but sometimes you can't separate the 12 from the 13. It's
right.
It's about spiritual knowledge. It's how to understand thyself in all thy glory as you walk upon your earth. What is important to you at this particular time? Is it ascension? Is it good health? Your intuition will show you all. For when your intuition is divine, which you all are divine for you from your Heavenly Father, with this in mind, go within. Find this peace. For in this peace, you will understand your life plan. For when you understand your life plan, you know that everything comes at the right time, at the right place, to him and her who seeks the soul growth. The soul growth is self-realization, soul realization. For you are all together. You are one massive soul, but many aspects of this soul, all of you. Follow your bliss in every shape or form, for you do not know where it will lead. But we will tell you, we will hint, we will be your signpost this evening. You are all on the right path. Mm. There are some at the front of this long procession and some at the back. Some will get there before the people at the back. It is okay. For all will arrive at the right time for your own individual soul. Be happy. Know that you are from love and you will continue to go back to love. For we are the council. Amen.
Yes. I would add to that, clearly, when the higher forces are with you and you have a life plan, one has to say, short of you using your free will, there can't really be any mistakes.
No, there cannot. I mean, I think there's quite a fallacy over free will. We've got a limited bit of free will. Sooner or later, we're all going to go back to that creator. We can't stay away forever. You know, we might say we're going to do this and do that, but at the end of the day, we're all going to go back. So that's what God lets us do. He lets us go out, go and play with yourself, go and have fun, go and enjoy life. But remember, you can always phone back, you always phone home, B-E-T, phone home, but you phone home through your intuition. And you go into your call box, you go into your telephone room in peace and quiet. You sit in peace and quiet. You listen to your intuition. That is God. In whatever shape or form you think God is, communicating with you to your soul through intuition. And that is the life force who we all are. What many people say in different ways, for they're just words.
Words
for each and every human race, for every mankind. It doesn't matter. They all come from the right place. It's the ability to understand.
Yeah, that was lovely. Thank you, Dennis. Now, which is the best website to reach you on? Because you seem to have one or two slightly different ones.
My own personal website is www.dennisbarnes.com. Dennis is only with one N, so that's DennisBarnes.com, where you can listen to the readings, or you can read, so you can listen to the channelings on audio and video, or you can read the channelings in text, and if you care to book in for consultation with the 12, they're down to earth, they do help you on your own individual path, in whatever shape or form you want the help, but they'll take your soul, or help you to understand your soul better than you do now. That's probably a wrong statement to say, because we all understand our soul better. What they do is give you clarification of your path and help you to understand your divine purpose of who you are. Down to readings in a way that people can understand them.
Right. Now, you mentioned audio and video. Does that mean you have some details somewhere on your website where, if people are interested, they can find out how to purchase them?
Well, the videos are free. This is the channeling videos, but I've got a DVD of myself doing a lecture or talk, a mind body spirit show, and it's fantastic. Hypnosis itself, and people can purchase that for £10 in this morning and $15, I think, you know,
right,
in America. So yeah, on the website, it's all explainable.
Right, and quite clearly, in light of what you said, that you do consultations, you're quite happy to give out your email address.
That is on the website, yeah. People can go on the contact page. And I can be reached to the contact page, or can be reached through Blog Talk Radio, but I really shouldn't say that, I suppose. But we're all here doing the same job, but you know, go to the contact page on dennisbarnes.com, my email, contact me, is all there.
Right, that's great. Dennis, I'm sorry about the little hiccups on the way through this program, but where we have had a bit of plain sailing there, it's been very interesting speaking to you. Very intriguing to hear the council speak through you as well. So thank you very much for coming onto the program. I'm delighted to have had you on it, and I thank you again for stepping in at short notice. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you for having me. God bless.
Thank you. Well, friends, we've come to the end of the program. I'll quickly announce that my guest next week will be Jennifer Yost, who wishes to discuss a spiritual program that she is promoting in Seattle. Her healing energy is with the integration of Reiki into a session in combination with talk therapy, and she helps clients heal from dysfunctional patterns and traumas as they access their personal power and inner resources. So thank you for being with me today, and I hope you can be with me next week. God bless you all.